Well, the Major League Baseball amateur draft is just a few days away, and at the helm, picking for the Baltimore Orioles, is their scouting director for a second season in that post. Gary Racich joins us now. Gary, thanks for being on with us again.
Hey, Brett. Nice to be with you again.
Well, you must be beaming right now. When you look back at a draft, I think only two scouting directors can say right now that they have a product from last year's 2012 draft already in the big leagues, and you're one of those guys. How does it make you feel?
Well, I'm very happy. I'm very proud of Kevin. He's impressed a lot of people, and he's very deserving to be where he's at.
Listen, I had you on the night you drafted Kevin Gausman. I think everyone kind of had the idea that he was one of the two best college, well-polished pitching prospects in that draft. He was rated highly by all the publications before and after. He had a dominant college career at a major conference. So people thought he would be a fast riser. But does this surpass all of your wildest dreams to be about eight starts into his second pro season, his first full pro season, and already be in the big leagues?
It does. It does. He surprised everyone in the organization as far as, the level of his maturity and, where he's at as far as his self-awareness and what he needs to do to be successful in the big leagues. And, he just, everything that player development guys gave him, he absorbed it like a sponge, and he was able to put it to use, and just can't say enough about him.
When you look at the rest of the 2012 draft, and it's so early, I think people lose sight of this. We just finished the football draft. The NBA draft is coming up, and everyone wants these instant results and instant gratification. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, baseball's just not that world. It doesn't work that way. And even for someone like Kevin Gausman, who throws 97 with a great changeup, nothing set in stone for him moving forward in a game like baseball. But what do you make of the early results of the 2012 draft outside Gausman?
There were some good players. It was a small, really good, concentrated group at the top last year. I think this year's draft is a little bit deeper into the first round. I'm confident that even though we're picking 22 this year, we're going to get a good player, and we're going to get a player that we like.
As far as the other prospects that are now in the Orioles system from last year, are you happy with some of the early returns?
Oh, yeah. Player development is doing a great job. Some of the reasons we took some of those kids, especially the higher drafts, is starting to pan out. Brendan Klein unfortunately broke his ankle last week, but he was throwing the ball great. He really made big strides in his delivery, and his athleticism was starting to show. I think he was up as high as 97, 98, so we were really, really pleased with that one. Christian Walker, our fourth rounder last year, first baseman out of South Carolina, he was promoted a couple weeks ago to Frederick. He's showing a lot of promise with the bat. He's getting on base and showing some power, and that's the reason we drafted him. So with those two in particular, we were very pleased.
Gary Racich, Orioles scouting director, with us here on WBAL. And Gary, there are very few drawbacks from making the postseason and having 90-plus win seasons, but if there is one, it's picking a lot later than the Orioles are accustomed to in the draft over the last 15 or so years. And you mentioned it, 22nd this year. Is this a deep first round? Assess what is being assessed right now by all 30 clubs.
Well, it's a deeper first round than last year, I believe. I think, like I said earlier, I think a good player will get down to us. And, that's fine with me. I'd rather draft at the second half of the first round. That means our major league club is having a lot of success and doing well, so that's perfectly fine with me. But as far as the draft, I feel like a good player is going to slide down through the cracks and get to us.
If 1 year at the helm of the Orioles draft is any indication, and I'm not sure if it is, it may be a coincidence, it may just be the best player available. You mentioned Klein, you mentioned Walker, you mentioned Gausman. It did seem you went college prospect heavy in the first few rounds. Is that a fair assessment where your heart kind of lies, that you want something a little more polished and a little more proven? We're talking about conferences like the SEC and ACC when you're talking about Gausman, Walker, and Klein.
Well, when you're talking about college players, yeah, you put a little more focus on those guys that play at those major colleges because they're playing in front of big crowds. They're playing pressure games, so their development maybe is a little farther ahead. But, I probably was negligent in not mentioning our third-round pick last year, Adrian Marin, who is doing a great job at Delmarva this year. He's making plays. He's really impressing his manager there. And also another left-hander out of Millersville, Maryland, we took last year in the 19th round, Josh Hader.
Absolutely.
He's made great strides. He's throwing the ball terrific. I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, the college guys are having success, but we're also encouraged by our younger guys, too.
Gary Racich with us here on Orioles on Deck on WBAL. So if you were Houston right now, You have Jonathan Gray, the right-hander out of Oklahoma, or you have Mark Appel, a first-round pick also from last year by Pittsburgh, but he did not sign, the right-hander out of Stanford. Do you even bother assessing those two and really putting your full analytics on those two when you know they're not going to fall to 22?
Well, I hesitate because I don't want my opinion out there to, to influence anybody. But I have seen them top of the rotation starters. They have power arms, and I think whichever team gets either one of those guys, they'll do well.
Well, the Orioles, Gary, and we'll end on this, have drafted pitchers in the last two first rounds, Manny Machado, an infielder before that, and then they went starters the two drafts before that. This is only your second year, but do you look at need ever in a draft like this and what the organization has, where there is depth, where there is not depth, and ever does need ever come into play for a pick like this, not only in the first round, but throughout the 50 of the draft?
No, it doesn't come into play for us as far as that pick or the top several picks, actually. We're just after the best one that we can get. And we're looking for balance. We're looking, you know, for short-term, long-term. We're looking to improve our organization both ways. We're just looking to add value, and by doing that, you know, we need to get the best player available with that pick to do that.
Fascinating stuff. Gary Racich, Orioles scouting director. Gary, best of luck. I know you have some long days in front of you, but we appreciate it, and we'll catch you up sometime around after you make that 22nd pick coming up on Thursday, June 6th.
All right. Thanks, Brett. Nice to be with you.
That's Gary Racich, and we're back with more next coming up here on WBAL.